The Tampa Bay Clean Air Partnership, or CAP, is an air quality initiative geared toward reducing vehicle exhaust and traffic congestion. Today, at the Intercontinental Hotel in Tampa's West Shore District, CAP held a lunchtime ceremony to honor member organizations committed to reducing transportation-generated air pollution. The Environmental Protection Commission of Hillsborough County is one of the two groups that formed CAP in 2002, and Rick Garrity is their executive director. The other group is the Pinellas County Department of Environmental Management. Garrity applauded the more than 50 businesses who participate in CAP for their forward-thinking efforts.
They translate into improved air quality, less congested roads, fuel savings, which I'm sure we can all benefit from today, just looking at the prices of gasoline. I'm sure that's affecting everyone. And hopefully have more happy and healthy and productive employees.
The Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TBARTA, is tasked with coming up with a transit master plan for the region's seven counties by next July. Shelton Quarles is the chair of TBARTA.
Believe it or not, of the 20 largest U.S. cities, we're the only one without a capital investment in rail or premium bus service. That's hard to believe. During my playing days in the NFL in Vancouver, I had a car, but I chose to ride the SkyTrain daily versus driving.
Quarles met last week with Governor Charlie Crist to try to convince him not to veto $2 million that the legislature has allocated to TBARTA. U.S. Representative Kathy Castor made a tongue-in-cheek suggestion of how Quarles could make a more convincing argument to the governor.
I suggested to Chairman Quarles, you know, Governor Crist used to be a quarterback. Chairman Quarles was a linebacker. If the governor picks up the veto pen, I think that Shelton could probably take the pen away from him.
Castor said that organizations like CAP are contributing to making the air quality of the region better, but additional improvements need to be made.
But we still have a land use pattern in the Tampa Bay area that's been devoted way too much to urban sprawl. That's why it's important to support local leaders like Rose Ferlita and others when they stand up and say this is the wrong pattern of growth for our community. And it's very difficult sometimes when you're there. You oftentimes feel outgunned completely. But this is absolutely vital that our neighbors are consulted, that you listen to them, that the local leaders realize the impact of this continued emphasis on an urban sprawl pattern of growth.
Castor, a first-term Democrat who represents parts of Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Manatee counties, said that in poor neighborhoods, the air quality is worse and the transportation needs are greater than in many other parts of the community. Castor said that having effective transit options in East Tampa would revitalize the neighborhood.
We have significant environmental justice issues in this community. You know, it's often those hardworking neighborhoods where the manufacturing plants are located, where the other types of high-impacting air-polluting facilities are located, and that directly, again, affects our rates of asthma and ultimately the cost of health care in this area.
Last week, the House of Representatives passed the Renewable Energy and Job Creation Act of 2008, which Castor said will create hundreds of thousands of green energy jobs. But on a day that federal regulators revealed that they are investigating oil companies for possible price manipulation, Castor said the environment was not so lucky when it came to a bill for funding clean energy research.
What the Congress tried to do was take a lot of the profit that the oil companies were making and plow that back into clean energy research. Unfortunately, while we put resources into clean energy research, that portion of the bill was blocked by President Bush and some members of the United States Senate. That will be high on the agenda come early next year, no matter who is elected to office. And I think that is right, and it's morally right, and there is no reason that these oil companies should be making the hugest profits ever in the history of America while we're paying record prices at the pump and we're not funding our clean energy research like we should.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita said that the region needs transportation options to cut down on automobile traffic congestion, which increases air pollution and has led to unhealthy levels of ozone pollution 3 times this month in the county. But, Ferlita said, Hillsborough is making strides by incorporating an environmental focus on how the county does business.
Hillsborough County recently developed a Green Hillsborough County initiative where programs like this one, like the Clean Air Partnership, promote sustainability, and invest in the future of our community. Simply put, we are doing our utmost to lead, but to lead by example. This includes providing a centrally located, easy-to-access information page where our employees can go to get travel information so that they can make informed decisions about how they get to and from work each and every day. Hillsborough County has also coordinated with HART, our local transit agency, to provide a subsidy to employees who encourage transit use.
Sandy Moody is the executive director of Bay Area Commuter Services, a group that helps people find alternatives to driving alone.
We do one-on-one business outreach. We have a marketing staff that goes out and discusses these programs with businesses to see exactly what would work best for them, offering the information to their employees. Our services are free, and we basically do carpool matching and vanpool matching, and we also promote a program called the Emergency Ride Home Program. That's for commuters that are doing something at least 2 days per week other than driving by themselves. It gives them a free taxi ride home in case of a personal emergency, family emergency, or unexpected overtime.
You can learn more about the Clean Air Partnership at cleanairpartnership.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.